Vincent gets him out now, and here he comes. Denon Kingley gets up the rail. Golden 60. They roar for their hometown hero. He's a length clear over Salios, running on Mother Earth. It's Golden 60. The locals can't beat him. The internationals can't beat him. This is his house. Fortress Golden 60.
Things stoked up. Purton says, come on, boy. Show the Aussies what you've got. Kaying Rising moved up to overpass. Clear from Jimmy Starr, but Kaying Rising, champions do what others can't. He's the world's best sprinter, no doubt.
I'm thunderstruck, needing to get there. Alligator blood tiring. I'm thunderstruck over the top, rumbling hard, and got up. I'm thunderstruck, I reckon it's just beaten Alligator blood into beauty. Zaghi joined by Animo, who looks destiny in the face at the 150. Animo takes the lead from Zaghi. Alligator blood, I'm thunderstruck, but it's Animo clear. I'm thunderstruck late. Animo holding on. Animo this time for the big A. What a from I'm thunderstruck. El Monagon Wicks down the middle. Kings will dream at the 100. It's getting desperate now. Wicks is storming home. Wicks over the top. Arch is too good. They can't beat it.
G'day listeners, and welcome back to the Racing Previews podcast. We are fired up. We are three out of four down. Bots exhausted. Can't keep up. But we're traveling well. We had Blogsy on last night. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, go and check out that special. And
we're definitely going to regress tonight from a ratings perspective. This could be...
If this goes over 40 minutes, I might break down.
Will, you shut the fuck up. The listenership is going very well. Derby Day was a new peak, so sorry to Jules Valance, but last week, without any guests on, was our greatest number of listeners ever. If you are new here for the first time, as in you saw our podcast through Blogsy resharing it on Twitter and Instagram, this is Will Alford, Nick McGualter, and myself, Ben Caluzzi. Welcome to the Racing Previews podcast. I had a strip out today, and Will didn't. But how we go on, fellas? We're three down, three quarters down. The premiership quarter is over. I failed in the premiership quarter. But in terms of soccer scores, I'm still up 2-1. How are you going, Will?
I'm all right. I had a good day today. I was working at the races, doing a little bit of different work than I typically do at the races. So that was fun.
Well, actually doing something?
That's crazy.
For a change.
Yeah.
Liv said you were working hard.
Oh, he's definitely a hardly working operator, not a work hard operator.
I saw Liv once, and she just sort of walked past me. I don't even know.
Who's that like?
Oh, whack. Poor Liv.
Just I said hi. Maybe she did. Maybe she just didn't want to say hi to me.
1 minute 44. Will, you know she does listen to this.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right. Hi, Liv. Today was good. Had lots of fun.
Nico, you've over-raced all week in true Nico fashion. Melbourne Cup Eve, over-racing.
Throwing the head around everywhere.
Oaks Day Eve, over-racing. Oh, can you behave yourself? You need the Norton like bit
point,
on.
He's like Point Barrow, throws his head around everywhere throughout the whole race, and he still gets the job done somehow.
I love how the whole idea of me not going to Flemington is just because it's not my favourite track, but to just calm me down and relax underneath the rider, and I've just raced like Lamb Legend. I'm just an impossible ride. Just reef, pull, will not settle, will not stop, will not be tractable.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Eight lengths in front in the Melbourne Cup and then cast at the 400.
Yeah.
I don't get it. You haven't made it to the track all week, yet you've still managed to have more benders than all of us.
It's quite astonishing sort of behavior, isn't it? Yeah. It just finds me. It's not my fault. It's just the cards you get dealt sometimes, you know? So, anyway.
Racing functions. Nico's just latched onto him this week and
he can't help himself.
No, anyway, it's been good. It's been good.
At the end of the day, the result came from the hard work. So, as always, that's all that matters. We got Blogsy
on. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
That was good last night.
It was a big goal of ours, and it was great. The amount of people that came up to me saying, "Oh, listen to the podcast."
Oh, geez, I wanted to reply to the photo today with Gay.
How good was it?
No, I didn't. I couldn't do it.
You just got to go GIF style, like I did when I reshared it. Then you're not explicitly saying it. But
the funniest part about it all was like the way that he was trying to get his message across was not the way that it would have been interpreted by the Aussies. So that's the funniest part about it all.
Yeah. And the
like he was just trying to say like he was genuinely like,
yeah, he's genuinely excited.
He's
full of blood in the that region.
Not, yeah.
The funniest thing was Vanessa was right there in the hotel room with him and he's saying that.
Yeah. Oh, unbelievable.
Gay was there today. She had her hockers on.
Hockers, yeah, the runners.
She had her runners on walking around Flemington. So you're the only person ever to get away with wearing runners at the. Who's going to tell Gay Waterhouse, go change your shoes?
How old is Gay? 70 something?
70 something. 21, maybe.
She actually does a lot of walking around. So I can't. She's 71. There you go. She's doing well. Yeah, well. Today's results, we saw Strictly Business win the Oaks. I thought it was a fantastic win. Only third up. 1,400, 2,000, 2,500.
Yeah.
Within two weeks. That's a serious incredible trading performance.
Yeah. And a serious horse. Like this is going to be a really, really good stayer. She's by Grunt. They went a pretty good tempo in the Oaks today. They went fast at the start and then they backed it off. And then it got a bit faster again. Yeah,
they played games.
Oh, but she had a lap full on them. I was on the favorite, had her in doubles and whatnot, but I had a good crack at her as well on the day, but she just simply didn't stay 2,500. I was speaking to Liv after the races. A great race for her, I completely agree, in the next year is the Australasian Oaks, South Australia, the 2000 meter.
Just that man again, though. He's probably not going as good as he once was overall, but in these staying races, he's still got it, Johnny. He rides
Johnny Allen.
The derbies. He's as good of a staying jock as there is.
Yeah, he just gets his timing well. And when they go a fast tempo, he's got good hands and can come with one finishing burst down the outside. When he's in a tactical sprint race, sometimes he loses his head a little bit. But Point Barrow, that was my only winner for the day. We all backed it. She's another very good filly. She's still doing a lot wrong.
You just hope that like once she irons out those creases that there is improvement still there, you know? It's not a given. You'd hope that there is, but yeah, it'd be fitting if Stacky was to win his first Group One in Coles Colours. That'd be a nice touch, I reckon.
Yeah, 100%.
Chocolates wasn't given a very good steer by Harry.
Yeah, she didn't really come on, but
she's not a sit sprint horse.
But the worst ride of the day is Jai McNeil on Ray Magnerio.
Jai McNeil's confident this week. Oh, I feel bad for him.
Nah, but this was a genuine slaughter. And obviously, I'm talking out of my pocket as well. This horse would have got me back to pretty much square for the day after stripping out on Get a Good Feeling and Chocolates.
He dragged him all the way back to be down the outside brigade
and then he got V-line
straight through. He may as well have just stayed in a straight line to begin with.
Just like you draw barrier two, you don't always necessarily have to come all the way to the outside. Just stay there. The gap would have presented and I think he would have won the race if he just jumped him out, tried to settle a little bit closer and just stayed on the inside of runners. You draw barrier too. Those are the cards you dealt. It was a stinker, but anyway, we'll move on from that. Saturday's racing. There's two major talking points in terms of this track.
It's played beautifully so far.
Oh, it has. And you know, well done to them. We don't have a rail position on Racing Australia right now, but it was out 6 today. What do you think it will? Is it going to be out? Not, it's going to be out at least 8 or 9.
No, you're talking to the wrong person. I've got no idea.
I'm thinking it could be out 10.
Could be
it
9.
Could be out 8 to 10. And this is going to get real messy because you log on to the bomb and this weather forecast has gotten a little bit worse each day. It's what? Now saying 10 what? To 30 mils.
Oh, God. Fuck.
75% chance of 10 mils, 50% chance of at least 20, and a low percent, 25% chance of at least 30. So
I really hope this is one of the weeks where they're fucking wrong.
No, it's not missing.
Don't say that.
This rain is not missing. We are going to be playing on a soft 7, heavy 8 track at best.
This is going to be one of the sickest beats ever.
It's a really scary forecast. So maybe take our tips tonight with somewhat of a grain of salt because we're doing tips right now. This track's a good 3. The track's a good 3 right now. Hopefully they're not watering it.
Oh, by the time we get to Saturday, I'm going to lose my mind.
Liam O'Keefe's.
I don't think he'll water.
The best in the business. He's not. Like, he'll have it right.
He'll have it right. Like he did for Cup Day. They got it spot on. They didn't water. It handled the rain really well, but we're going to get more rain on race day than we did on Cup Day, and this track could be a disaster. So
it's going to be more of a disaster on the track.
We've got to put the mouth guard in, and we've got to get on the next
right
packs.
Here in the studio.
And we've got to get some contested ball, Nico, something I don't like doing. Race 1 on Champions Day, previously Stakes Day, is the Inglis Banner. And speaking of previous, this race used to be at Moonee Valley on Cox Plate Day. Mm. Inglis has now sold the rights to the VRC, and the race is on this day. They can get a bigger field, and there's probably going to be less hard luck stories down the straight. Angelic Rise, $3.90 in favourite from Streisand, $6. Free Flying, $7. Calamari Ring, $7. Nasty, $7.50. I've had plenty of nasty calamari rings over my time. And Bohemian Rhapsody is $8. Look, I don't think we have any strong bets here, but we do have some strong mail on this favourite, Nico. They reckon she's pretty good.
Yeah, but, you know, so does every other trainer with their horse in this race. But, yeah, the whispers are that it's pretty smart. But, yeah.
This is the Angelic Rise we're talking about.
Yeah. If you hadn't already copped enough wax in the guts today, this is what they want to dish you up race 1 Saturday. So, yeah, I couldn't talk you out of the favourite if you like that, or if there's another horse in the race that you like off the trials. Yeah, go your hardest, but it's not really a race that I wanted to get too involved in. Like JD today was on with Gareth, and he gave a good enough push for Iconic Ruler and sort of suggested that there's not that much between it and the favourite. One's $3.90 and one's $34.
Hmm.
You know what
but
I mean?
Sometimes trying to say that there's not much between them, and like, what are they basing that off? They're basing that off the two horses going evens in their gallops. Well, like, you know what I mean?
You could want to back one horse and not the other.
Yeah. You know? maybe. We'll move on. We don't want to spend too much time on that race. I potentially might be back in the favourite. She has jumped out smart, but
is it a free hit race zone with Bet365?
Yeah, up to $30.
Yeah, well, there you go. Have your $30 on.
So it'd be un-Australian. Yeah, if your horse doesn't win race 1 at Flemington, you'll get $30 back in bonus bets. So there you go.
That's launch. Some
for the punters. Some for the punters. Race 2, Sabaj, $2.80. This is a 1,600-meter benchmark, 84. Nation's Call, $8.50. Liberami, $11. Ran today. Won't be backing up. Hill Rip, $11. Sevens, $11. Farflung, $14. Also ran today. And Jenny's Meadow, $15. Well, we've said a few horses that might not run there. I've also got some mail that this favourite is no good thing to be running as well.
Really?
Are they ever going to run him? Or
I
not?
Don't know.
Junior suggested that they're going to run today.
Okay. Well, hopefully they do. But I've heard it wasn't 100% locked in to run.
Right.
Because like they keep putting up these big prices, and they just smash it every single time. Early in the early market.
Are you saying there's a bit of corruption here, bot? They're just doing it to get the deductions up.
No. Like, people just back it because
that was a joke.
He's a bit.
Good joke, mate.
He's a bit flat, our man.
Lift bot.
All right, oh, sorry.
Get a bit of pep in your step,
mate.
I'm peps.
You're not.
Have
peps.
Something. Have a Red Bull.
It needs to give him some wings.
Look, I think Sabargis is clearly the rightful favourite in this race. I would have been betting him pretty strong on Tuesday had he run in that race on Cup Day. Last start, he was held up something rotten in the Silver Eagle. He probably should have run second to Linebacker. Still would have been well beaten, but that's easily good enough form for benchmark 84. And your only query is he draws out in 13. So you're just relying on Mark Zara to give a good steer. The soft track / heavy track, if we get to that, is a complete unknown with him. But it's by Manhattan Rain. Surely that means something, Will.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't back him with the price, but it's not one I'm interested in backing. And I think there's better betting races on the day. But I could see lots of smart judges being interested to back him. I think he's a good horse. He's changed stables leading into this preparation. He did some good things behind Reserve Bank in South Australia. And obviously Reserve Bank was good enough to win the Group 1 over there. So he might eventuate into being a really nice horse, but I'm happy to risk not backing him on the day.
So no bet race for you?
No, probably not at this point.
Yeah. Nico?
I've sort of share the same thoughts with Sabarge. I'm happy to have him on top. The wet track's probably the only little issue, but hopefully we're not having to deal with that. And I also thought Angland sort of showed something last time. Back to Flemington, I think, is a positive, and a bit of cut in the track for him will be to his liking. I just sort of hope that he sort of goes on with it now. Obviously, he's been in the wilderness for a little while, but he's sort of one that I could entertain at a bigger price. So, yeah, not a big betting race by any means, but a little nibble on both of them, I think.
Fantastic. Race 3 is the Fisher Stakes listed. How good's that? They've renamed a black type race after the DJ playing on Champions Day. I think Fisher's going to pull another 5,000, 10,000 to the races on Saturday because it's probably Australia's biggest DJ right now. And he's playing from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. So make sure you do get down. He's a very good entertainer. Big swinger, $4.60 in favourite here from Vestas, $6.50. King of Rousseau is $8.50. Need Some Luck, also $8.50. Front Page, $9. Nadal, $9.50. And Dizneck is $10. Botta, this favourite is going to be reasonably hard to beat, I would have thought.
Yeah, I mean, if we're on a, all things being equal, the track holds up, I'm really keen to be on him. I think he's put down a big rating last time. He was like 34s into $3 Betfair SP in the Arrow field, and things didn't go to plan there. And then he was good enough to be held up half the straight at Caulfield last start and handle some nice enough horses there. I think the market's got him going to this level that I think is good enough to handle these. Obviously, Nadal is the one that we've seen get to a similar level or a better level in the past, to be honest. But he wasn't exactly, he didn't set the world alight first up, and he's had his issues. And I know they're looking for wet ground for him, but I don't know if it's exactly what he wants. He doesn't necessarily perform best on the wet ground, but it's probably what they're looking for just because of the injury that he's had. Bone chips removed. Investors is a really nice horse as well. Probably the Flemington Straight is probably what she's looking for, really. She's probably not quick enough to, the Valley didn't suit her at all. She was chasing the entire way, and she got bumped at the start and lost a couple of lengths, and she ran well there, well enough. But
Caulfield didn't really suit her either.
No, she's, I think Flemington's the one that'll suit her best, and I think he's probably about a right price, but I think Big Swinger might start 350. He's a big horse, which is the worry. Like, he might not get through the ground, but I think he's still backable. I think $4.06 is a nice enough price for him, I would have thought, regardless of whatever conditions are coming for. I think I'm happy taking $4.06 at him.
I'll go next. Big Swinger, clearly on top. $4.60, I think he's a decent enough price. Carried a big weight at the end of last preparation when he won that race. Botta mentioned it. He ran a good rating there, but you can bonus it plenty because he probably should have won by at least two lengths. Held up the entire straight, as Will mentioned, and I think the straight track will suit. He has had one exposure to genuine soft ground, and he bolted in. That race was at Pakenham, soft seven track, carried 61.5, won by three. Now gets in with 54 kilos and comes here off a nice trial. So he's on top. I think King of Rousseau is slightly over the odds. He's another one who has good soft track form. He won the Ori Star in the autumn. His recent trial just under a hold, nice and quiet, was very good. And as we've seen, we've already seen that he handles a straight track no problem. Gets in with 55.5 kilos. He's a bet for me. And I'll probably just save on Nadal because he is the most talented horse in this race. What he did in that meteorite going back to the end of last year was just exceptional. But I don't know if he really wants a wet track. They're just coming here because he has had those bone chips removed and they don't want to be running on too firm a ground. So that's why he was scratched from the other day to run from today, where the track was upgraded to a good three eventually, to run here with a bit more sting out of the ground for those legs. Nico?
I'm happy to be on Nadal main bet and save Big Swinger. They're the only two that I want to sort of be with in the race. It's hopefully Nadal gets a bit of cut in the track, which is sort of what he's looking for. And we can sort of start to see this horse progress and show his full potential. It's been a bit of a frustrating campaign for him, me, and Connections because we're just not seeing him at the races, and it's starting to really frustrate me because I just really want to be with his horse. And he keeps getting scratched. So he finally gets a bit of give on Saturday, and he's drawn the right barrier to give this race a big shake, I think. And happy to be with Big Swinger as well at the price. He's a good horse. He's been a good horse to us, and he's got better races in store after this. But, it's a cracking race. I sort of wish this was the last race of the day because it would complement the Group 1s perfectly. But, the benchmark 80 to shaft punters was a better option.
Yeah, and the favourite in the last in that benchmark 80 is a horse who's been beaten as favourite like four times his preparation. So have that, punters.
Yeah.
The only query I've got with Nadal, he was coming off 270 days. He's run first up. He ran solid without raving.
He loomed it like he was going to win that race and just ran out of fitness.
Maybe he either felt the ground a little bit or did run just more likely just ran out of fitness. But when these horses are coming off big breaks from injury, second up, sometimes they can either improve or sometimes they can go pop. But at least you're getting $9.50.
It's a big price.
Find out. Yeah, he is a big price for a horse of his class. Race 4 is the Tab Matriarch Stakes, Group 2, 2,000 metres. What price like a Lucy here, Bot?
She was 250 all in.
You're on mute, Bot.
Sorry, why is she not here? What's doing there?
I don't know why she's not here. Why is she going to the Champions Mile? You saw what happened last week. She had her heart ripped out by Pride of Jenny.
No, she's got too far back in
the she got too far back. Whatever. She still got lapped. Like, just go to the Matriarch. It's what a tissue has done on the backup. It's what hinged when and won last year when she wasn't going quite as well. It's Waller's race. And it was there for the taking.
Don't you remember that last year, Nico, when Hinge won the Matriarch?
Be like the other horse, Buckaroo. Yeah. They had their birthday once or twice.
They just want to win, don't they? They just put their head down. Absolute superstars.
They try so hard, Bob.
Superstars.
Those horses you'd want to go to war with.
Speaking of horses who want to win.
Dead.
She's a hustler. 9 starts, 6 wins, 3 second placings. Wow. She got the job done last time. She's got to carry 57 here. See what I see meets her around 4 kilos better off at the weights, or maybe it's even more. 58, I think it's a little bit more. See What I See gets in well here with 55. She's $6 second elect from LL Cance, $7. Jenny Lala, $8. Real Class, $9.50. And Blinded by the Light, another winning machine this preparation, is $17. Botta, She's a Hustler, has been really well supported. I think I got a bit of $4 on open, now $2.60. Is that a little bit short?
Yeah, it looks short to me. I couldn't possibly back her at that price. You know, she'll position herself in a great spot again, and she'll put the advantages in her favor, but that price looks far too short for mine. I'm not interested. I just think that the Tezio was a bit of a junky sort of race, and I wanted to look for different form, but the different form is all hopeless. And you got LL Cance, and you look at the numbers, and started $3 or $4 favorite in the Sydney Cup, but you know, it's first up, and it's probably looking for more ground, and not first up, 60 days between runs. So it's had a trial between, but it's just not a real race. I mean, the only one that sort of caught my eye was Real Class, who backs up off 4 days from Tuesday and was quite good behind Kingswood and St. George against J-Mac. It's the one that was sort of interesting to me. It's been well supported early. They haven't missed it, so it's probably about its right price now.
Jenny Lala, any chance?
Maybe. I don't know. 2,000 metres is a little bit questionable for me. I think she's just a strong miler. I just think the Tezio was such a weird race. They sort of... Yeah.
It was a weird race, but I still think they're the two chances here.
Well, See What I See and She's a Hustler.
Yeah, and that's not anything the market isn't telling you, but like if I'm taking an early quaddy, they're probably the only two horses I'm taking. I'm already on She's a Hustler. As I said, got the early price, $4. It evaporated very quickly. I didn't have any time to tip it out to my subs, which is a little bit frustrating. But I think 365 went up $4 and Tab and say Ladbrokes and Sportsbet, they were already in at $3. So I just knew the price was going to vanish in the matter of 20 seconds. So I took it. I will be saving on See What I See. See What I See last time carried 58 kilos. She's a Hustler carried 54, so four more. And now She's a Hustler gets two more than See What I See on Saturday. So it's a 6 kilo weight swing. That is significant. And that is why See What I See, when you check out the ratings, rated higher than She's a Hustler last up. She's going to go forward. She got a picnic in front there at the Valley last time, and the winner was dominant, but 6 kilos is pretty hard to ignore. So I think they should be a little bit closer in betting. She's a Hustler definitely on top, but See What I See, she's a saver, and $6 is overs. Nico?
I want to be against See What I See. I'm happy to be with She's a Hustler. She was good to me last time. I think she will again. But I will be having something on Alicant. The betting will be fascinating because that was a disturbing drift at Wyong and she ran accordingly. That's not the real her. TC back on, I think she'd be much better suited to Flemington than at Wyong. And yeah, if she brings her previous form, well, she's going to be extremely hard to beat in a race like this. An easy two bet for me.
Beautiful. LL Cance, what I will say, she has one rating on a heavy track, and it was at the Curra, and she won it by four. So I don't think rain is going to slow her up. I think the only thing that might slow her up is 58 kilos first up and lacking potential fitness. Gay is a trainer who, when they're off a little bit of a break, she leaves a bit in the tank for later on. Maybe that could be the case here, maybe not. But yeah, don't knock her on this track on Saturday if the rain does start coming down, because she could potentially be the best wet tracker in the race. Mm. Race 5, the QE, Group 3, 2,600 metres, Birdman 550, Sadati Sadati. He won the Bendigo Cup, $6.50, Berkeley Square, $7.50, a Ballarat Cup winner, home track, Etna Rosso, $8, Star of India, $10, won at $10 last start in the JRA Cup, and Whiskey on the Hill, $10. It's 5.50 the field here, Will. It's a very tricky race. I'm sure you've found some type of angle.
Yeah, it's a great race. This is probably the race of the day, really.
Of course.
so many of mine. I think Birdman's a good bet in this race. J-Mac on. I think you get to get a nice map. And yeah, I'm keen on Birdman. I think you'll run a rating that makes him a $4.50 chance. And I'm keen to be with with Birdman. I'll also back Interpretation, who hasn't won in 750 days, but he's gonna win one day eventually, and I think it might be, it could be Saturday. It's $26. I think it's more like a $12 chance.
Do they go forward from the gate?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe ask Chris Waller. Sorry, Kirima.
I don't know. Like, he just could be out of play within the first 400 meters.
Potentially.
That was my only query, but he's $26. Fair enough. Let's move on. I'm sure Nico doesn't have a bet in that race. And the fact he's gone walkabouts would suggest so. Race 6, first leg of the quaddie, the champion sprint. Group 1, 1,200 metres, wait for age. 10, Tyrus. Fuck. I don't like saying it like that. Kills me. Anyway, he won a call his more easy as you please.
He's not going to be here.
Yeah. Call him whatever you want to call him. If the heavens open, he's probably not running. $2.80 in favor from Jolly Star. $3.10. Giga Kick, $5. Tropicus, $10. Cabalus, $16. And Magic Time, $19.
This will be the sickest beat you've ever seen.
Let's just do the race like he is running. There look three clear chances here on paper. There doesn't look a whole lot of speed. That's what I've noticed. Tropicus draws barrier 6, middle of the line, goes forward. Magic Time won't want to be too far away.
Cabalus.
Horses like Libertad, Flying for Fun, want to be forward enough. But like your big closers, Giga Kick will be out the back. Tentaris will be at the back. Jolly Star will probably be in front of them, but just on the other side. It's going to set it up for the horse who has got the best turn of foot on the day. I'm already invested. I have taken the big price, Tentaris, but I didn't get on for that much. Nico will allude to that in a second. But Jolly Star and Giga Kick are my two big results in this race. I think Jolly Star, she was a little bit disappointing in the Everest, but things didn't really suit her. We saw her destructive win in the Newmarket down the straight earlier this year. The big query with her is if we do get this massive amount of rain, then all of a sudden her turn of foot might be depleted a little bit. And going through the wet track figures, Giga Kick is the horse who has the best wet track, heavy track ratings in this race. So he's a monster chance. They're the two I'm working around. The wetter it gets, the more I lean to Giga Kick. If it's soft 6 or better, I think Jolly Star just wins. Okay?
This race is going to become a disaster if we get a proper wet track. I'm going to proper crack the shits.
What price did you get? $17?
$17.
This is our Tentaris.
This will probably only be the sickest beat of the spring, and we've had Sergilius get ruled out with an injury that he never had.
Nothing beats that. Nothing tops that.
This is going to be pretty close. This horse has come out, absolutely belted them last week. Looks like he could be anything. And if the weather gods just shaft me here, well, I'm going to have a proper sook. If he's here on a reasonable track, I think he'll just win. I respect Jolly Star. I respect Giga Kick, but they are both horses that can mix their form and which version of them turns up each time. I think Tentaris is a real star on the rise. I'm really excited to see where he can get to. Him and Tempted could be the two best sprinters in the country, along with Jimmy Starr. And it's very exciting. I just hope we get to see him on Saturday, because it'll be a sick beat if I don't get a run for my money.
Yeah. Will, I'm pretty sure you're keen on the Godolphin Colt as well if he runs.
Yeah, I hope he runs. I obviously, I hope he's there and he runs, and, you know, it's great for the race. I mean,
it would hurt the day if he doesn't run.
Yeah, it really would. Because otherwise,
don't worry about it's great for the race. It'll be great for me.
Okay, your $10 will be all right, mate.
Don't worry.
What he did on last Saturday was enormous. Fast time, big win, good margins. I sort of marked him 250. That's before I factor in the rain, though, and I'm a little bit, I don't know. I don't know what to think of it. Jolly Star is a horse I think is best at Flemington, because I think she's best when she gets to build into her races, and I think that's why Flemington suits her. It's why she won the new market so emphatically. And, you know, she, in fast races over 1,200 metres, she can't quite build. She's sort of overexerting early, and she's sort of chasing while she's best where she can just sort of relax and then build into it. So, like, if she was to race at Moonee Valley, she'd be cast. Like, if she turned up in one day in a Manicato, I'd gap her. And Giga Kick, obviously. Like, he won really well last time, but the rating's not there. He's been close to his best once in the last sort of 10 starts, and I'm happy to risk him. He's great in a wet track.
You've got a bonus it, though. I know the rating wasn't there last start.
Yeah, you could, but you'd want to. I don't
second
know. I'm happy to be.
I think there's some improvement to come. Soft track. Like, yeah, his ratings aren't – they're just not on Tentaris or Jolly Star's level of recent, but if we're talking heavy eight track this time – not this time. I don't think they're running at 10 p.m. at night. Might have to check that. If we're talking about this race,
that'd be great.
If we're talking about this race come Saturday at the time the race is run, just after 3:50, and it's a heavy eight, then I do think he is closer to them in terms of what they might be able to run.
Would you give Tropicus a chance? Like, he's going to put himself up on speed. He had the dominant SP. Oh, he had the SP over Giga Kick last time.
Look, he's some chance, but like you just can't. Like, this is a dead set Oakley Plate style horse winning a champion sprint. Like, no, it would just be a little bit sick. There's three chances.
What about Magic Time? Like, would you?
No.
On a heavy track, I don't know. Like, if the big ones fail to fire, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at all for a wet track. And
I mean, if we're on a heavy track, they will back her. You have to take her in your quaddie if we're on an eight or worse. Because she does handle it, but far out. Like, there's three really good sprinters here, and the rest are just making up the numbers.
It's a bit of a disappointing race, isn't it?
Yeah. This one's not. Champions Mile, Group 1, 1,600 metres, weight for age. We've got equal favourites now. Mr. Brightside, number one. He won the race last year, and Will made Channel 9 news for it.
$4 this is the greatest fist pump of all time came out.
It was very good. Pride of Jenny, $4.20 as well. Did they make a gif of that? Did the boys make a gif of you doing that fist
yes,
pump? I think they did. Chao Wolf, $5.50. Treasure of the Moment, $6.50. Steffi Magnetica, $9.50. Like a Lucy, what on earth is she doing here? $9.50 as well. Pericles, $17. Lake Forest, JC, Jockey Change. Tom Marquand on. Zach Purton, the big sissy, off. Pride of Jenny, she's going to lead this race. She's going to go a good tempo. And in my opinion, she's not going to win. She's the lay of the day on Saturday. I would be shocked if she won this race. $4 is unders. I'd mark her closer to $10. We're on last start. We've got to jump back off now. Yeah, I might be having a place lay. Mr. Brightside and Treasure of the Moment are going to be right on her hammer. They're not going to let her skip 10 lengths clear like the horses in the Empire Rose did last start, even though she wasn't going as fast as she has gone in previous years. But she was still going really, really good tempo. But like, this is going to be a heavy eight testing track. They're going to be right there. They're going to be 2 to 3 lengths off her as they turn for home at the 4-500. And she will blow up and she will not run top three.
Yeah, I was surprised she went up favourite. I mean, she won really well visually, obviously, but they gave her a 10-length head start and were going 10 lengths slower than standard for the class, the pack chasers behind her in the peloton. I mean, like, what, like, how many times do you need to say it? Like, you just can't give her. Like, you need to be there with her.
That's it happened again. Her. It happened again.
It's like, how many times?
I was there cheering.
yeah, you backed her. I mean, if they do it again, like, it's surely they can't. I think Craig switched on. He'll follow her across. Damien Lane's there. He rode Prognosis and was right behind her in the Cox Plate. I think she'll be there.
And Lake Forest will probably be there as well because Tom Marquand is under strict instruction. He's under strict instruction from Maureen.
Yeah, yeah. I was surprised that Treasure of the Moment wasn't favourite, and still sort of am. I think that, you know, I was against her obviously in the Cox Plate because she hadn't been racing to her best, but she was. She looked at the winner at the corner at the valley, and sort of blew up. Like, and that's fine. I still don't think she quite runs a strong 2,000 meters. She's best at a mile, and the market still had her running. Like, she started. What price is she starting?
550 or something.
Yeah, market has her running to a massive level, and she gets to Flemington. I think she's unbeaten at Flemington, and. You know, it's just perfect setup back to a mile. $6.50 is best price. I thought she's more like a $4.50 chance. And Mr. Brightside's right there as well. He's been well supported. I completely understand that. I hope he wins. The wet track will be to his liking on 100%. I think that's probably what the supports come from. He's going to be the perfect map horse again, and he gets the mile, Flemington, and he gets a wet track, and it's all perfect. So I think Mr. Brightside will probably start favourite the way the market's trending now. It's only Thursday, but...
You have to have something on him. You can't expect to go in the owner's room and drink free beers and back Treasure the Moment only. If I was Tyson, I'd have my foot down your throat.
That's what he always does.
At least have a saver.
He doesn't believe it. I sort of stuff.
Although I'm also surprised by the price of Lake Forest as well, who was a well-supported favourite in the King Charles. I know he was all awful, and you know, like when I first did the race, I was like, maybe he's half interesting because
he liked the wet track.
I don't know. He was pretty bad there, and I'm leaning now to just having no interest in him. But he's a good horse.
He is a good horse. I think there's three chances. I've backed them all strong. Mr. Brightside, I've taken $6 for. Look, Jenny can sometimes be his kryptonite because he doesn't really like cruising at those really good speeds, and he can be left a little bit vulnerable late. But he does have a big win over her in the Maccabi Diva Stakes. That was on a heavy 8 track, maybe even a heavy 9, and he's going to get his wet track that he absolutely loves. He was awesome last start in the King Charles. He rode that fast tempo. He did some work from the wide gate. Chey Wolf got him. He's the next horse I'm backing at $6. He just loves Pride of Jetty tempo. He's a horse who needs that sort of tempo in his races. I think a fast run mile, it's always been what he wants. And he got back to form in a big, big way last start on Everest Day. Heavy track. Look, he handles it. He has potentially his ratings drop off a little bit, but he has shown in the past that he still gets through it. So no issues there. And I was able to secure some $8 for Treasure of the Moment a couple of weeks ago when there was some talk that she was going to pull up stumps. They didn't end up doing it. Fast run race, that's what she likes. She got it first up in that Memsey. She blew them away. And she's going to get it again here. Barrier 3, going to be right there. Whether her or Mr. Brightside sit second is... just will be a little bit of jockeys in the first couple hundred metres. But, yeah, if she's still got another run, big run in the book, then she's not a $6.50 chance. You've got to mark her shorter than that. Steffi Magnetica is somewhat of a half chance, but I'm with the three big boys. Two of the big boys and Treasure of the Moment, and I'm backing them all very strong. If none of those three win, I'm going to have a serious strip out in this race because I'm well invested to get a result. Nico?
I'm in the same corner as you. We sort of did this race over the last couple of weeks, and that's the angle that we took together. I don't really know what to do with Jenny. I'm not as sold that she's completely none, but yeah, I hope you're right. But I'll be watching this race through my fingers.
I'm going home if Jenny wins.
Well, the way she went last week was the Jenny of old. Like that was nuts.
Yeah, but it's just no pressure was on her.
Yeah, well, I'm not convinced there's going to be pressure here either. But anyway, we'll wait and see. Yeah, Mr. B, Chairwolf, and Treasure, all great chances on all of them. Mr. B at sixes, Treasure at eights, Chairwolf final field. Yeah, that's where we sit. Hopefully Chairwolf can put two in a row together.
Yeah, well, you're saying exactly the same as me. Let's get to Australia's best horse currently. The Champion Stakes, 2,000 metres, Group 1 weight for age, Via Sestina. How is she $1.80? How? She should be half this price. I can't believe it. Tom Kitten, $9.50. Light Infantryman, $11. Pier, $12. Zambardo, what is he doing here? $15. Attrition, $16. I don't get it. There's $1.80 out there on BetR right now. They bet minimum bet laws, so if you've got a good account with them, they have to accept your bet for at least $2,000 profit. It's a fantastic bet. I think she is this price because, look, she's not going as well as she was this time last year. But you look at this race and there are just no dangers. There are no horses of her class. There's not even a horse like Buckaroo who took it right up to her in the Cox Plate. Look, she wasn't her best via Sestina last start, but she still won a rating easily good enough to win this by two lengths or more. And Treasure of the Moment held up the form in third. It was still a decent enough win, and I think she's still got one more big peak in store. That was quite a nice run Cox Plate that should bring her on plenty. Barrier 10, late in the day, outside, perfect. J-Mac, just have her three wide if you have to. Keep her out of trouble. She's a big girl and she wants galloping room. And I think she's this price because people are worried about a heavy track failure that came second up in a fast run Maccabi Diva that featured prior to Jenny last year. Her other form on wet tracks is brilliant. She's ran second in another race called the Champion Stakes over in England. She's got good form. That was to King of Steel. She's got, you know, she won on a heavy 10 first up this preparation. She's going to beast them, and she's my biggest bet of the carnival. Marked $1.40. But?
Yeah, it looks big to me. Probably $1.60 chance. What the fuck are they doing with Zambardo? Why didn't it run today?
I don't know. Does it win today? I think it would have won today.
Yeah, it would have won today. I mean, I gave it everything and I have it 100-1. I was like, yeah.
That's madness.
54 kilos and a benchmark 90 he had today, if he had a run. And now he's got 58.5, giving Via 1.5 at the weights. He's a 78 raider and Via is a 125 raider.
No.
She should be giving him 25 kilos.
I mean, if she runs, which she ran last time, I think probably the only horses that can like possibly at all beat her, probably Light Infantryman if he gets back to the Australian Cup number.
Doesn't handle the wet.
Seems unlikely.
Take him out.
Yeah, and he's been awful this preparation. And Tom Kitten, who's been the same, he's been awful this preparation.
Here's the one.
Piers the one. Piers is a group of two. He should have been, like, he's a Crystal Mile horse.
He'll run a place, I reckon.
He's an exciting horse for the future.
He's 6 years old.
Yeah, well.
What's the future?
Next preparation? The preparation.
Well, he's only newly come to Australia.
Yeah.
He was really good in the King Charles. Fast run race.
Great preparation.
It'll bring him on. Look, I agree, Nico. I think this horse is the place bet with this wet track.
100%. Yeah, I'm chips in via Sestina. I think it's a great price. And I'll have some sort of bet, whether it's a peer the place or a same race multi sort of type operation, and try and get a bit more juice out of it that way. Zambardo is a horse I've got a big opinion of. And I think this time next year, he won't look out of place in a race like this. But it's very strange placement to see him here. on Saturday. I just don't. Yeah. I don't understand it.
Yeah, attrition was awesome last start. Ran fourth in the Cox Plate. Ran second to Lindemann in the Hill Stakes prior to that. I just don't know if he really wants too much rain.
Mm.
Tom Kitten, like, is Tom, like, he was okay last start, but he's still not going as well as he was in the autumn. Nowhere near.
No.
No, it looks like a penalty kick for a, I do agree, Ben. $1.80 looks almost backable.
Yeah, 100% looks backable.
Almost backable.
Almost backable. It's like squeezing fucking juice out of a carrot, bot. Just take the price. Race 9, the world famous benchmark 80 handicap over 1,100 metres to end the carnival. Oh, good luck if you're trying to get out on this race. Seriously, Stolly Bolly's $3 favourite. He's got to carry the 16.5. He's got J-Mac. He's got a good draw, 12. He got beat by Naval Academy last start. Yes, there was a bit of a rails bias. Oh, can you back him, Will?
Not a 2-1.
No. Are we even doing this race? Oh, I'm not betting.
Nah.
No, let's move on. We're giving that a wide berth.
Nothing.
And I'll be going wide in the quaddy, taking Via 1 out. Quick quaddy.
Brave.
All right, ready? People like our quaddies. Champion Sprint, Tantiris, Jolly Star, Giga Kick,
that's
Tropicus,
it.
Yes or no?
No.
Magic Time, yes or no? Oh, I'm going to say yes if it's a heavy track.
Mm-hmm.
Champion's Mile, I'm just going to go Mr. Brightside, Chaya Wolf, Chose the Moment.
Yep.
Race 8, Champion Stakes, Via Sustina, 1 out.
Yep.
Race 9, Field.
That's the play.
That's the play. There you go, punters. Heaps of people want a quaddy. Have that. Bet irresponsibly on it. I didn't say that. Bet responsibly. All right. Where are we going next, Nico? No, quickly, Rose Hill. I've just got two at Rose Hill, I want to say. Miss Rumbeni, race 7, Rose Hill, number 2. She raced wide with no cover last start. She was pulling. She came off a little mishap before that. I think she'll improve off the back of it. She started $2.80 in the invitation there. Steffi Magnetica won the race. It's good form. I think you can bonus her plenty. Like, she should have finished a lot closer. She just didn't get the right run. And she's not favourite here. She's $2.70. Miraval Rose is our leader in this race, and Nash is flying. But Miss Rumbeni should be favourite in this race. I think she's a better horse than Miraval Rose, and I think she'll beat her. Race 8, Transatlantic. He'll be hard to beat, but he's drawn barrier 14. He's got to carry a lot of weight, 59 kilos. Militarise has been the one they've backed today. Rise at Dawn is next best. Not a betting race for me. And in the last, a really nice Waller up-and-comer by Super Seth. In the autumn boy colours, Frosty Girl. I missed the price. Opened at $3, is now $2.30. I do expect that to get back out. Her ratings have gotten better with each start. She carried 60.5 kilos last time, and she ran a really good rating, even though it was only a small field. Your big queries is drawn barrier 1, Joe Moreira. Oh, he's put up a few stinking rides so far in Australia, but we'll get better than $2.50 on the day, and she's a good bet. Nico, Perth Mail, West is best.
West is best. We are back. We will start in race 7. This looks a fantastic bet. King of Light, number 1. He was super first up. The step out in trip will be only a benefit, and it's a sit and steer job, I reckon. Then we go to race 8. I don't know how he's not considerably shorter. Western Empire, 1,400 metres first up, perfect. Super Smink, barrier 1. She could be in all sorts. I think this is nearly the best bet of the day, outside of the obvious. I don't see how they beat him, to be honest. Apparently he's huge. Absolutely flying, and it's the best.
Have you seen the price Ladbrokes have put up for him? They're taking him on right now.
No, I haven't seen it. What price is it?
$350.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, if you like it, maybe have something on. I know bloody Entain, every time I sent a bet out with the subscription now, they're like onto me within 10 seconds. So it's not even worth me sending it.
All right, let me have a look.
$3.20 on Bet365. I'm not sure if we'll get better than that or not, but yeah, Entainer dangling the carrot. Yeah, King of Light, one of my max bets on the day, race 7, number 1. I agree with Nico. This horse is a machine, 3 out of 3, unbeaten. He got the job done last time from what seemed an impossible position at the 400. He'll be closer from barrier 1. The only niggle is he'll have to negotiate a little bit of traffic at some stage and get the split at the right time, but he can sit closer. He has sat as close as 5th in a field of 11 before. He'll be midfield on the rail. It'll just be hold your breath at some stage, but Pike will get him out, and he should be winning that. Up to 1,400 is perfect. And he's like $2.30 is a fantastic price. This horse is like $2.80 favorite in the railway, I believe. He's a very short price in the WA Guineas. Sorry, the Northerly Stakes. He's probably going to be $3.50, $4 favorite in the Northerly, and he's $2.25 in the WA Guineas. He'll just go and win that. And Western Empire, I agree. He has drawn wide in barrier 11, so it'll be sort of, if he gets him, it'll be in the last 100 metres probably. But yet again, Super Smink, she found trouble when they last met in the Gold Rush, and Western Empire under a nice Billy Egan ride was the one just launching at them down the outside. So he's clearly the one for me. I could have had a saver on Magnificent Andy at $9. That price is now gone, unfortunately. I was too slow there. So 9's into $6.50. He's the half chance. Righty. Happy with that?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Podcast multi. We got it last week on Derby Day. How good. First time in a while, but we got it, and it was the big one. Nico, do you want to go first?
Oh, who am I going to go? I'll take Western Empire.
All right. I'll go Via Sestina, race 8, Flemington, number 10. And Will, how are you going to fuck it up?
Big swinger will fuck it up.
Actually, I'll take right. King of Light instead of Western Empire.
It's probably safer.
Yeah.
All right, Big Swinger. Big Swinger, leg 1. Via Sestina, leg 2. And King of Light, leg 3. I like that a lot. And the best thing is Will's gone first. So if Big Swinger gets beat, then you can just launch the double.
Sweet.
Everyone's happy with that. Or you can take 2 combos and go Big Swinger the place. Maybe that's the play. Big Swinger the win and Big Swinger the place. Okay, let me get some questions up. Go to Twitter first. There's not many this week, which is always good. Racing Nuff, best on course bookie story, rinsing them, abusing them, or both?
Oh, I haven't abused a bookmaker. Have you?
I've never abused one. But I remember
only online when they're
not verbally.
I remember physically, you know,
financially.
He's no Kaket, Jack, my mate.
Yeah.
We're watching Chautauqua run, this would have been 9 years ago. And we went up to the bookie to have our bet, whatever. And the bookie was being a smart ass, telling us it wouldn't win. And that the quarterback was going to win the Manicato. And, The quarterback didn't win. And we were walking out. And for some reason, Jack was like, oh, the quarterback. And the bloke just let loose that he still had our money because Chautauqua hadn't won. So I don't know why he did that, but it was just a typical Jack moment. Like, we'd already done our money on Chautauqua, and he was having a go at the bookie for tipping the quarterback, even though both horses got beat. So that was a weird one. I could see that. Yeah.
So your extreme choice one, was that the Moya?
Yes. It might have been the Moya or the Manicato. I can't remember which one it was. Chris DeCasta, this man stares you down. What do you do? Have you seen this spot?
Yeah, I just saw it.
Well, you're one of only 28 people who have viewed it. It's just a bot with his sunnies on, the steel blue. What do you do if this man stares you down? Run. 50 times leverage, best multi for the weekend. Oh, we just gave the podcast multi, so take that. Jackson Forbes magazine. Odds on Maureen Haggis calling Tom Marquand a big sissy when he tries to follow Che Wolf and comes last.
Hope it does.
No, everyone won't whack him. No way.
Everyone wants to see that. And the other one on Twitter was from Rob. What time is race one, $30 bonus back promo available, Benny? Robbie's off the bit, same as you, Nico. He just wants to bet. He just wants to get his bet on. These promos will come out tomorrow, I reckon. So log on to your Bet365 app tomorrow and you should have that $30 special come up. For punters who don't know, to see if you've got the special available, just click on a horse, go to back it, and it'll say in your bet slip that the $30 back offer is in play. Couple on Instagram, only about six here. Dylan Crilly, Tentaurus up against the big boys. Not a bet or question mark?
Probably won't be there, mate.
Don't say that.
What's our market? I'm saying $1.60 won't run.
Yes.
I'm not even thinking about it.
Jet Carter, will Bot be replaced in the future by Blogsy and his massive stiffy?
Hope so.
No, the Bot's not going anywhere, and he will perk up. He will perk up next week once he's had a little bit more shut eye. Don't worry, I'm paddling to the finish line a little bit this week as well. It's been a big week,
fucking long week.
It's been a long week, but we've got one more day, Bot. We've got to have a crack, and we've got to have a couple winners. Nathan Burkett, do you listen and chat with other podcasts or analysts within racing?
Yeah,
we do. We do. I obviously work with Dave Strelaw a little bit with racing.com. He does the two units with Nick Foote. Wilbur, you chat to Blanks, Racing and Sports podcast.
Oh,
Adam Blanco. I met Simon Donopoulos for the first time today.
I wanted to go say hi to all of them.
Yeah, met him on the rooftop and said hello. Didn't have a long conversation or anything. Nico, who else do you talk to? You talk to some of the SEN track boys?
Yeah, everyone. I'm open to talking to whoever.
Mitchie Lewis.
Just a man of the people.
Dean Watling, Mick Gannon. Yeah, 100% we do. You're never in this racing game, you never think that you're ahead of everyone because you quickly get humbled. So, make sure you educate yourself through others as well. Lachlan O'Hara, who had a bigger heart on? Bot for Observer or Blogger for Gay?
It's a fucking good guy, I'll tell you that.
It's done the rounds. I don't have the numbers on this podcast yet, but everyone knew about last night's podcast with Blogger, and everyone knew that he had a hard on for Gay.
That's a pisser. Probably the best thing that's ever happened on the podcast, to be fair.
People come up to me saying, the podcast last night was hilarious, whatever, and then some of them would be like, I'm also a 6-day sub and basically you're going shit house today. So, yeah, thanks, guys. Damon Winley, what was more of a moral, Zardozzi Oaks or Via in the Champion Stakes?
Via.
Well, Zardozzi was pretty much
a moral. Holy shit, what a bet that was.
I'm going to say Via is the second biggest moral of the entire year this year.
And the first Observer.
The first one was Lindemann a couple of weeks ago in that horrendous race off a massive rating in the Hill Stakes. And all he had to do was beat Militarize and Kovalika in the Craven Plate. That was the biggest moral of the year.
Same with Diaz still there.
Huh?
I'm still clinging on to that. When Medea won at Caulfield that day.
Oh, yeah. Medea. Yeah, that was a good one. I remember going into the radio and saying, Bot has just declared this thing, and it was like $4 or something, and they all looked at me like I had two heads.
Anyway. Who's that? What's the radio?
When I was doing RSN with Michael Falgate, and Bot was like, and I told him, like, well, little Will Alford said, this is the bet of the year. And it was like $4 at the time of the recording in this weird benchmark 70 or 80. And they were just like, what is he taking? Anyway, you were right. So there you go. Damon Winley, every time I bump into Benny, he's on the phone. Is this a tactical move? How far, Mr. Bean?
No, if you've ever met Ben, if you've ever been with Ben for more than 5 minutes... He's just attached to his phone. He's always doing something on it.
I'm either like doing stuff for 6 day racing previews, or I'm like betting, sending bets out. Sometimes I'm talking to people on the actual phone, but yeah, my phone and me are attached at the hip, and you'll always see me carrying around my my portable charger attached to my phone to make sure I've got enough juice. So I'm not trying to be rude at all.
Just are rude.
I'm not rude. I do say hello to everyone, even if I'm busy, I promise. And Josh Fry. Was McNeil's ride on Ray Magnerio the most sickening moment of the carnival? Yes.
Mm.
It was bloody awful.
Yeah.
And it cost me...
It was horrible.
...a four-figure collect.
He's no good.
Oh, shit happens.
Yeah, shit happens. We'll move on. Today was my first strip out of the carnival, but we'll get it back on Saturday. I'm having three maximum bets on Saturday. They are Via Sestina in the Champion Stakes. That's a max bet times two. King of Light, race seven at Ascot. And I've gone really hard.
It's not really a max bet then, is it?
Well, it's like max bet is like my max bet. And then it's like, if you think something is really good, then like you have an uncomfortably big bet on it.
So you feel it in the sphincter.
Yeah. And Miss Rumbini's not even favorite in the race at Rose Hill, and I've had a monster crack at her because I think there's only two chances. Miraval Rose.
What race is that?
Race seven, the Hot Danish. Miraval Rose is a definite danger, but I'll just save the exacta and they'll run top two.
The form lines for Miss Rumbini just panels better.
Oh, she ran second in the Rupert Clark to Sepples. Second to Magic Time in the Cockrum. And then last start, she had genuine excuses.
Which is what?
She was like four wide and pulling her head off, over racing. The jockey just had a mare, I reckon.
Mm. Fair enough.
Yep. So you agree with me? Half agree with me?
He's just looking at numbers.
Oh, it's a better horse than Miraval Rose. Miraval Rose, $2.30. Miss Rumbini is $2.70. It's just chips in.
Miraval Rose gets the softest lead of all time, though.
Yeah, that's the only little worry as well, but meh, better horse. All right, let's wrap up there. We've only gone just over an hour, so I'm pretty happy with that. Not too much interstate racing. Body, do you have anything out wide Friday, Sunday?
Mate, I've struggled to get through all of Flemington.
You've struggled to get through this podcast. You need to lift next week, Nico.
No, nothing.
My apologies.
All right. Are you going to over-race tomorrow night, Friday night, or are you going to be a good boy and behave and let loose on Saturday?
Well, I'm not sure yet.
All right.
To be confirmed.
Wherever the wind takes him.
Yeah. At least you're honest. Thanks, punters. See you back here next week. Good luck on Champions Day. It's going to be a tremendous day. Make sure you send me a message, send Botter a message, and hopefully we can have a chat and have a beer, even though we've deleted way too many.